You're listening to SBS News.
Australian fans would still have been battling delirium from the Matildas' efforts on day 7 as they sat down to watch day 8 of this World Cup. Of most interest to Matildas fans would have been the other match in Australia's group, the Group C showdown between Italy and Jamaica. And those following the action didn't need to wait long to have their interest piqued. The video assistant referee awarded Italy a penalty in the first 10 minutes, but it was saved by Jamaican goalkeeper Sydney Schneider. However, the referee ruled Schneider was illegally off her goal line before the penalty kick was taken. That earned Schneider a yellow card and Italy another chance of taking the penalty. On the second occasion, Italian striker Cristiana Girelli made no mistake. That set the tone for the match. Girelli scoring almost accidentally from a corner to make it 2-0 at half-time, and the second half had barely started before she beat Schneider to a cross and headed it home to give herself a hat-trick and Italy a 3-0 lead. A lovely strike from outside the box from Italian substitute Aurora Galli made it 4-0, and a beautiful through-ball pass that got Galli behind a Jamaican defence enabled her to score a second and Italy a fifth. 5-0 the final score. Italy booking their spot in the knockout stage with the win, which makes them top of the group with 2 wins from 2 games. It's the first time Italy have made the knockout stage of a Women's World Cup since the first one in 1991. Coach Milena Bertolini fulsome in her praise of her team as they scale heights rare for women's football in football crazy Italy.
Emotions I'm feeling are of joy, of sheer joy. Of course we wanted to move on in the group phase, and to do this in just 2 matches is really a great satisfaction. Never would we have thought that we could have reached this kind of result for Italy at the outset, but the girls were really good. They were awesome to stay with their feet well planted on the ground. And then there was such a to-do around her, around them, the team in Italy as well. And they certainly deserve to have all of this recognition because they're doing so much. And we don't have this kind of a situation in Italy. It's something new to us. We're not accustomed to it. And so the reaction is that you can easily lose touch with reality. And they've been so good at keeping their feet on the ground and doing the work.
Italy's win, especially by such a big margin, is good for the Matildas because it severely diminishes Jamaica, who would be the main competition if the Matildas finish in third place in the group. Australia is still in third place in the group on goal difference behind Italy and Brazil, despite beating Brazil. The top 2 teams in each group make the knockout stage, plus the 4 best-performing third-place teams from the 6 groups. Because of the competition's open format, it's hard to predict exactly what the Matildas need, result-wise, against Jamaica in their game on Wednesday morning to ensure they make the knockout stage. But a win would almost certainly put them through, a draw would probably be enough, and they might even still go through with a defeat. The Matildas' victory over Brazil, impressing one of Australian football's most prominent males. Mark Milligan has been in the Socceroos squad for the last 4 World Cups. He now plays his club football in Scotland and took himself and 2 daughters across the English Channel to watch the Australia versus Brazil game in person. He says the Matildas will do well in this tournament and are role models for his daughters. Having been to 4 World Cups, Milligan has been asked what advice he would give the Matildas in this one. His response, surprisingly simple.
And I think they'll go a long way in this tournament. So as far as advice that I can give, I think it's going to be a special moment. So they just need to enjoy the ride. You know, everything that these girls are getting at the moment, they're earning for themselves. And it was a good chance for my girls to come down and see them play and, you know, see some of their sporting role models, I guess. You know, the way they go about things is wonderful. And I was glad that I could bring them to see that.
Glad, too, are England. They've also booked a spot in the knockout stage with a 1-0 win over Argentina in Le Havre. A good pass from Beth Mead setting up Jodie Taylor's goal in the 62nd minute that gave the Lionesses victory. England coach Phil Neville says his side should have won by more, praising Argentina's goalkeeper, Vanina Correa. Correa saved a penalty in the first half and did so well staving off the English attack, she won the Player of the Match award, a rarity for a player on the losing team. But Neville is still a happy man. He says his players played a lot better in this game than they did in their first match of the tournament, a 2-1 win over Scotland. England now only needs a draw against Japan in their last game of the group stage on Thursday to finish first in Group D. However, Neville says he wants to win the match. And with 2 wins from 2 games so far in this tournament, he and his players are having a little fun.
Yeah, we want to beat Japan, and it's going to be a fantastic game. We go back down to Nice now, we get a little bit of sun on our back, but I've got to say, the half, the stadium, the England fans, do you know what? Our players, after the game, they're enjoying it. They're enjoying it, they're having the time of their lives, and so am I.
And what of that Japanese side? A rising strike from Mana Iwabuchi gave them a 1-0 lead against Scotland. 15 minutes later, a blatant penalty gave them an opportunity to make it 2-0, and Yuika Sagasawa took it. Things got a little more difficult for Japan in the second half, despite the scoreboard being in their favour. Scotland hit the post with a shot from close range, and then actually scored with a strike by Lana Cleland from outside the box in the 88th minute. But that's as close as they got. Japan getting their campaign back on track with a 2-1 win. Japan coach Asako Takahura admitting Japan had to win against Scotland after they only managed a draw against Argentina in their first game. She admits she may have underestimated Japan's opposition to start this tournament, but she says her side, who have made the last 2 World Cup finals, were able to play the way they want to play a lot more in this game.
Yes, that was a must-win game. And although there were moments that are tough, but of course we had to be aggressive and score goals. That's what we did. And more than I expected, especially the first match, we weren't allowed to be very ourselves, but this second match we really had to clinch, and I think we got ourselves back. We could play more like ourselves.
Day 9 of this tournament will see the second tranche of matches in Group E. The Netherlands will be heavy favourites against Cameroon in the first match, and Canada is widely expected to beat New Zealand in the second. But New Zealand isn't coming into this match thinking like underdogs. They suffered a heartbreaking last-minute defeat to the Dutch in their first match of this World Cup, but Captain Ali Riley is still envisioning scenarios where the Football Ferns, coached by former Matildas coach Tom Sermani, become the first senior New Zealand team of either gender to make the knockout stage of a World Cup.
Even a point from Canada, win against Cameroon, still sees us, you know, making history and potentially getting out of the group, very likely getting through the group. So I think, yeah, we're in a really good headspace right now. But of course, just I can't wait to experience that first win and that sense of pride in doing something for our country that no senior team has ever done.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.